Traveler's Journal, May 31st. Pursuing pleasurable airport pastimes. With tighter security, the need to show up earlier for flights, and inconvenient connections, many travelers are spending more time at airports. Unless you bring your own entertainment, airport layovers are spent sitting in a stiff chair watching a watered-down version of CNN. Still, more airports are providing diversions for passengers in transit. If you have a few hours to kill in Miami International, head for the airport hotel in Concourse E, where for $5 you can use the rooftop pool and spa. Hotels at many other airports offer similar diversions. Baltimore Washington Airport has a 12.5-mile recreation trail and an observation gallery with a flight simulator. In the airside concourse at Pittsburgh International, passengers can shop, work out, get a massage or perm, even have their cholesterol checked. Overseas airports also take passenger entertainment seriously. In addition to a fiitness center and tanning salon, Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam has a casino and cyber golf course. In Berlin, you can catch a cabaret, while Frankfurt Airport has a disco, a bowling alley, and movie theater. Passengers at Heathrow in London can shop at Harrods, Burberry's, or Liberty. Paris's Orly Airport has a branch of Maxim's Restaurant. Travelers at Tokyo's Narita Airport can enjoy nearby botanical gardens and an aeronautical museum. Chiang'ai Airport in Singapore offers free movies, a science center, fitness complex, and city tours. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.